Welcome to the Restoration Apostolic Church podcast. We are located in Winterville, right outside of Athens, Georgia, and are led by our senior pastor, Ed Walden. Our mission is to be a Book of Acts church in this modern world, to build a strong and unified church family, and to see lives saved and changed by the power of Jesus Christ. We hope that in listening today, you will be strengthened, encouraged, blessed, and restored.
I want to turn with me to your Bibles. Psalms chapter 34, verse 1. I'm so sorry. Praise God. Somebody say amen when you get there. Amen. Psalms 34, verse 1. It says, y'all repeat it after me. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. And turn over to Psalms 71, verse 8. And it says, let my mouth be filled with thy praise and with thy honor all the day. And Psalms 106, verse 1 says, praise ye the Lord. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Amen. This morning, I just want to preach on these two words. Praise God. Praise God. Y'all may be seated. Amen, amen, amen. I remember when it was watch night, and all I can think about was, man, I cannot wait to get to 2026 because things are going to be different. We're stepping into a new season, and, you know, God is going to do some new things. And you know, 26, the new year is something so excited to be about. And but as soon as 2026 got here, I was met with something. Any guesses what that could have been? I'll give you a hint. It starts with the letter P. Problems. I was met with some problems. I thought 2025 was bad, but it seems that even though we just started 2026, that the problems we had just doubled. There's just doubled. Like our problems already weighed 70 pounds, but we got four more plates of 45s added to it. So I'm like, praise God. But a lot of y'all know what I'm talking about. Amen. Praise God. Things that we thought wouldn't get any worse got worse, and the things that were worse got worser. It's like, my God, what in the world is happening? But in the midst of those problems, we tend to point the blame back to God. Why? Why do we blame God when it's not his fault? Take a guess. It starts with the letter P. We tend to point blame back at God because of what he promised. Oh, whoa, hold up. Brother Stephen, what are you getting at? Here's two reasons. One, we get frustrated and mad at God for trying to make a promise happen that he never promised us. And we get mad at God for the promise because it hasn't come yet, and we try to make it happen on our own terms and time. So let's look into some things here. Us as impatient people have done this before, and it's nothing new to God. So we see this in Abraham and Sarah. They were promised a son. They were promised a son, an heir in their old age. Genesis 14:4, and it says, behold, the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, this shall not be thine heir, but he shall come forth out of thine own bowels, shall be thine heir. But they had felt that they needed to help God fulfill his promise on giving them a son because of their condition / problem. Problem. Ishmael wasn't the promise. Isaac was the promise. Ishmael was born but he was not the child of promise. Isaac was. And this resulted in them creating lasting family strife. And it's often seen in the root of ongoing conflict between the descendants of Ishmael and Isaac. Listen to me. Do not try to make the promise of God happen from your own hands, because your promise will end up becoming a problem. Here's another example. You read this in Exodus and Moses killing an Egyptian. And you can find this in Exodus chapter 2, verses 11 through 15. It talks about, you know, how Moses killed an Egyptian. So Moses thought that killing an Egyptian was part of the key to delivering Israel from slavery in Egypt. Major backfire on that. The brother had to flee into Midian for 40 years and grow and mature in God, for God to use him to deliver his people out of Egypt to get them to the promised land. And here's one more example, and it's also found in Exodus. And I'm going to read this real quick. It's in Exodus 32, chapter 32, verses 1 through 6. And it says, when the people saw Moses delayed to come down out of the mount, the people gathered themselves together unto Aaron and said unto him, up, make us gods which shall go before us. And all the people break off their golden earrings and brought them unto Aaron, and he made it a molten calf. And they said, these be our gods, be thy gods, O Israel. The children of Israel make a golden calf after being delivered, not waiting for Moses to return from Sinai with the written laws of God. He hasn't returned yet, so we made a golden calf to lead us to the promised land and tell us what to do. Can I tell you, church, that the promise from God in the hands of immature Christians is one of the dangerous things to a Christian? A mishandled promise of God will cause more harm than good. And now all these people that I've mentioned made mistakes. Just like us, we made mistakes. But that does not disqualify you from your promise. But Brother Stephen, I've tried to be patient. Y'all know what I'm talking about? I've tried to be patient. I've tried to wait on God. But I'm tired of waiting. I'm tired of fighting. I'm tired of believing. It feels like nothing I'm doing is getting me closer to the promise of God. But can I tell you something, church? He knows exactly how you're feeling. He knows how hard it's been. But can I also tell you that the harder it gets, the closer you are? My God. The fact that you're here today tells me that you're closer to your promise than you have ever been. And I know in our hearts we ask ourselves, why hasn't it happened yet? Instead of worrying about when it will happen, we should worry about what we'll do till it happens. Well, what can I do? I'm so glad you asked, because I have an answer. And it's literally back in the first scripture, Psalms 34:1. And it says, I will bless the Lord at all times. And his, that's a P word right there. And his praise shall continually be in my mouth. Church, the very thing that we have to realize to get a breakthrough you've been praying for is when you're able to praise through the problems, then that will get you to your promise. So I don't know what you came here to do, but I came here to praise the Lord. Somebody help me in this place. I don't know what you came here to do, but I came to praise the Lord in this place. If you're ready for the promises of God, start praising him for it. Start thanking him for it. If you don't praise him right now, what makes you think you'll praise him when it gets here? My God, my God. If you are having some problems, then start praising. Every problem that arises is an opportunity for you to praise God. The bigger the problem is, the bigger the opportunity it is to praise God. Y'all, music can come. Music can come. Y'all stand with me this morning. I want to read these Psalms to you, and I want you all to read them along with me. Psalms 150, verses 1 through 6. Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and harp. Praise him with the timbrel and the dance. Praise him with the string instruments and the organs. Praise him on the loud cymbals. Praise him on the high sounding cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise God. Woo! Somebody give God a hand clap of praise this morning. Psalms 103, verses 1. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth my mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. If you got a praise in your spirit, then let God hear it. Somebody give a lift up a shout unto God right now. Come on, I know you can do better than that. I wish somebody would get crazy in this place right now. I wish somebody would dance right now. I wish somebody would run in this place right now.
Thank you for listening to the Restoration Apostolic Church podcast. We pray that you have been encouraged and changed by what you heard today. To keep up with RAC, you can follow us on Facebook and Instagram. You can also visit our website at restorationapostolic.org. Be blessed in Jesus' name.